Chapter 37. Three gnarled apples and half a beaker of water stood on the long dining hall table in Salamandastron. Earthstripe sat in his chair, like some brooding mountain spirit, and around the table were 32 hares, the full complement of the long patrols. Earthstripe's gaze roved about his fighters, finally settling on Pennybright.
"Take these apples and this water, Penny. A sip and an apple apiece for you and the two next youngest in the mountain."
Pennybright was about to object when Bart Thistledown nudged her forward, murmuring under his breath,
"Do as your lord says, Pen. Go on. Don't question him when he's in this mood. He's dangerous."
The young hare did as she was bidden, bobbing a curtsy to the badger lord as she passed him. The hares waited in silence until Earthstripe stood. His gruff voice was heavy and doom-laden as he spoke.
"Sergeant Sapwood and Big Oxeye are gone. I could not make out what way they were slain, but there were over 100 vermin against them. No two hares were with me longer, or served Salamandastron more loyally. First Windpaw and Shorebuck, and now Sapwood and Oxeye. It has come to this, my friends."
His paw crashed down on the tabletop.
"We are starved and surrounded by a vermin horde, trapped inside our own fortress."
The booming echoes of the badger lord's voice died away as he glared down at the tabletop, the dark eyes becoming blood-flecked with rage, his paws clenched and unclenched, and a fleck of foam appeared at the side of his jaw as he pounded the table with each thunderous word.
"My mountain held under siege by a blue-eyed weasel and his brat!"
The chair behind him clattered onto its side as he swept out of the dining hall. In the shocked hush that followed, Bart Thistledown set the chair upright and commented lightly,
"Well, I'm glad I'm not a blue-eyed weasel, chaps. Yes, indeed."
Pennybright shared the water and apples with Lingfur and Barful on the crater top. They gulped the water down, but ate the apples sparingly, making each bite count, chewing hungrily. Lingfur finished his apple first.
"I'm still hungry, Pen. Oh, what I wouldn't give for a big beaker of mountain pear cordial and a plate of hot oat scones with honey to spread thick on 'em."
Barful chewed away at the core and apple pips.
"Green sap milk I'd like, with hot oatmeal and a whole black currant pie, all to myself."
Penny closed her eyes longingly.
"Do you remember those little cheese and onion pasties that Windpaw used to bake? Oh, I'd love to have one of those right now, with a flagon of new cold cider that had been cooling in the bottom caves for 2 days, all sparkly and light gold."
What did we start talking about scuff for?"
Lingfur nibbled the soft wooden stalk that his apple had hung from the tree on.
"It only makes you even worse hungry than you are now."
Suddenly, a battered and sand-swept figure hauled itself wearily over the crater top. It was none other than Big Oxeye, alive and well.
"Cheer up, youngling. I never knew when you weren't belly well hungry, what?"
His familiar chuckle boomed out around the mountaintop.
"Have some pears. They're a bit hard, but I don't suppose a young feedbag like you would care."
The three young hares gave a yell of horror at the ghastly apparition and fled down the crater steps as if a demon were chasing them. Big Oxeye dropped the two woven reed bags he was carrying and looked down at his sand-crusted body.
Suppose if I clapped eyes on me right now, I'd be frightened out of me wits."
They gathered around the table in the dining hall as Oxeye related his marvellous escape.
"You should have seen old Sap, floating off to sea like he was born on the briny, with not a care in the world. Next thing, here comes a bunch of those vermin yahoos. Right nasty lot, I can tell you. So I up spear and slays one of three, just to let 'em know I mean business, don't you know?